Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5. It's KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. And, you know, the Oscars was the other night. It was on the same night as my birthday party, which was very irritating to me. They could have figured out a better day for it. That, and my birthday party was like two factions of people. There was me and my friends who were not interested in the Oscars, and then there was Tyler Russell and all his pals glued to it, going, "Oh, that's a nice dress. Oh, I don't like that dress." So there are people that win the Oscars, and there are people that fail to win the Oscars. I personally failed to win the Oscars this year. As did my next guest, Jared Sorkin. Hello, Jared. Are you all right?
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Yeah. No, it's going very well. Now what? You were nominated, which is an incredible.
We were nominated.
Accolade.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm making fun, but
it's pretty good. Oh, it's all right. It's not bad.
Huge.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Come on. You've been nominated twice now.
Nominated twice. Yeah. First time was for a film called Head Over Heels.
Let's make it clear a minute. You're a composer of music.
I am a film composer, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we won a BAFTA, which is the British Academy Awards.
Yeah.
And the film's called Boogaloo and Graham. It's Boogaloo as in Electric Boogaloo and Graham as in Golden Grahams.
Oh, as in like the cookie or whatever.
Yeah. And it's a film about two little Irish lads and their chickens.
Really?
It is. Yeah.
Really? Where do you get the chickens? Central casting? Central clucking?
No, it was tough. It was tough.
Yeah.
They had to go through a lot of auditions, but finally they found the two chickens that, you know, hit
that had chemistry.
They had chemistry with the boys, exactly.
Right, yeah. Very good. Now, why do you think you've failed to win twice? Is it do you think the Academy is anti-Semitic?
I don't know how to answer that. No, I'm sure they're not. I'm sure most of them are quite Jewish themselves.
I would think so. Yeah.
I'm sure a majority of them actually.
We should be clear, shall we? Know Jed is how have I got this such a great guy on the station? Jed is my wife's cousin, right, and also an old friend of mine from Leeds. So it's great that you're here and we've got to hang out.
And Jason is one of my seminal influences actually, because when I was a little music sproglet starting out, I used to go and watch him do gigs at a place called the Blues Bar, and I used to support him.
Yeah, he used to open for me. Yeah,
I used to open for you, didn't I?
Yeah.
And so you're a big reason why I'm here, I think.
Well, I'm honoured that you would say that, and you've got such a good career, and making music in films is a big deal, man.
Yeah, I love it.
Do you know, it's the collaboration that's so, like, a lot of artists, I would think, and I know this from my own experience. A lot of artists, they just, you know, they kind of know what they want, or they know what they can do, and so they want to do that thing because everything else is difficult, is outside the box.
Right.
You know, but you have to really sort of go with the flow, don't you, when it comes to working with directors?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the director has a real vision of what he wants, and, you know, you've got to be able to communicate with him on so many levels. You know, you've got to, but you've also got to supply fresh ideas all the time. You know, you've got to show him what he doesn't know he wants, and then, you know, take a few risks and gambles, and you know, see what comes up.
So you've sort of got, you kind of have to get out of your own way a little bit. Your ego can't play a part in
this. No, it's no ego. You can't be working film and have an ego. Well, maybe you can, but it's easier the other way.
No, I know how that is. Do you like this? No? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like this?
Fine.
No? Okay.
No problem.
Yeah.
It's just a job.
The only time you get annoyed is when you've spent a lot of time and that's your own fault.
Right.
On a demo.
Right.
I mean, of some kind, you know.
Yeah. So what I do now is, I basically do something, and then if I'm not sure, if I'm sure it's great, it's probably not great. And if I think, is this crap or not, it's probably all right.
But does it ever happen the other way? Like, be honest, does it ever go like you go, I know this is brilliant, I know this is great, and the director just says no?
Oh, yeah. That's happened a couple of times.
Well, sometimes it probably just, he may agree that it's brilliant, but it's just not right for this
thing. I mean, the film, it's all about the film, basically. Mm. And if it's not right for the film, it's never going to be, it's never going
to
work.
So important, music, to sort of help move the movie along. One of the winners at the Oscars mentioned this.
Yeah.
didn't they? They said something like, you think about films, you think about music, think about Godfather.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was that said it, but...
Yeah. Well, music is... It's kind of like the underbelly of the psychology of the film, you know? It's what's going on underneath everything, and it's helping the audience to understand what's going on and kind of guiding people's feelings and, you know, letting feelings out as well, you know? It's... When I go to the movies, I think it's the only time that I cry, kind of.
Oh, man, I bawl my eyes out of movies. You ask my wife.
I know. And I think it's always that moment when everything's perfect, you know, everything hits you, the music, the drama, the actors, everything working together as a big thing just working at you. It's
great. And it doesn't have to be that great. I can cry at stupid commercials on TV. I mean, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you got a favourite?
Yeah, I have got a favourite. Do you want me to tell you what it was?
Yes, please, yeah.
J.R. Hartley.
Oh, with the Werthers.
No, it's not. Oh. It was for the Yellow Pages in Britain.
Right, yeah, I remember it.
All right, I'm going to have to tell the story now.
Yeah, you do.
Because we're on the radio.
Yeah.
So a man picks up the phone and he dials a number. And it's a bookshop.
Right.
And he says, have you got Fly Fishing by J.R. Hartley? And the guy says, no, I'm sorry, it's out of print. And this guy's like 90 years old or something.
Yeah.
So, and then he calls another one. No, they don't have it, don't they? Finally, a woman says, oh, yes, we've got a copy of that. I can save it for you. And he says, great. And she says, what's your name? And he says, J.R. Hartley. Oh, my God, my eyes are going now.
I know. I remember that advert. He's got one of those tartan blankets on his knees.
He's got a flat blanket and he's got a flat cap on and a big, he's old,
bit shaky, yeah.
He's got big ears, huge ears, like old man ears.
Hairy hobbit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's so beautiful, the idea. It's great. And you know what? After that, somebody actually made a book called Fly Fishing by J.R. Hartley.
Really?
So you can buy that book online.
Brilliant.
But it came after the commercial.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So those kind of moments are really special. It's a resolution. There's something very beautiful, and the music really is important.
Well, yeah, I like to think so. Yeah.
So what are you working on next?
I've got another film coming up called Snare, which is about gypsy travellers.
Right.
When I get back, I've got some contemporary dance theatre that I'm working on. I do a bit producing with some other artists. There's a couple of artists that I'm going to be producing and co-writing some songs with, and hopefully can send you the tracks when they're done. Maybe they'll get played.
We'd love that. Yeah, we'll play them, man. And,
awesome.
So what was the name of the film that failed to win the Oscar?
The name of the film that failed to win the Oscar that I worked on, which I'm very proud of.
Which I put my heart and soul into and nearly killed myself making.
It's called Boogaloo and Graham. You can find it on iTunes. It might be on network TV soon, I'm not sure, but you can definitely find it on iTunes.
Boogaloo and Graham.
Boogaloo and Graham.
On iTunes. Jared Sorkin is the composer.
I am.
But
you got my name wrong. It's
what?
Jared.
Jared?
Yeah.
See, we call you Jed.
I'm related to you. You don't know my name.
No, we all call you Jed.
Yeah, you can call me Jed. I don't mind.
How embarrassing.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, Jared, whatever your bloody name is.
See you later.